Hey, welcome to Ron's update number 130. Hope you enjoy it. Good morning. It's about 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, and I thought I would just give you an update while I'm driving over to the golf course. This past couple of weeks hadn't been the greatest for me training-wise. I got an ear infection somehow about 2 weeks ago. Ended up going to the doctor and getting some antibiotics for it, which didn't seem to do much at all. And I went online and there was a thing on YouTube that said, if your doctor prescribes antibiotics for an earache, consider getting another doctor because it's not that kind of an infection. So I don't really know one way or the other, but it's slowly getting better. Last week, my right ear, it did decrease my hearing in that particular ear, the infection or whatever it was, and I'm getting that back now, finally, but my ear still bothers me, which has screwed up my running and my bike training for some reason. I think it's all just mental, not physical. I mean, I can still run and I can still ride my bike trainer, but I just couldn't get into it. I mean, I did a minimum to try to stay active, but I just couldn't do the workouts that I really wanted to do, not because I was physically unable to, just because I was mentally, I guess, unable to. So hopefully now that it's starting to get a little bit better, I can get back into it. This is Wednesday. I didn't do anything Sunday except watch bike race on TV. And I think I watched the new Star Wars movie again. I've seen it twice now. But Monday, I went over to Mountain Park in the afternoon and got in a little over 2.5 miles of walking. And that was fine. And then yesterday was Tuesday, and I had an appointment with the dermatologist at 8 o'clock in the morning. So when I got back, I thought, well, I really don't have a lot to do. It's supposed to be a rainy day, which it turned out not to be. But so I got in a half hour on my bike trainer, which gave me a mental boost, I think. And then later on in the afternoon, I went out to Stone Mountain and got in a little over 4.5 miles of running. So maybe I'm on my way back. Who knows? But I got to start training here pretty shortly because Peachtree is July 4th. And this is, my voice is going. And this is getting to be the middle of April. So I got May and June to train for Peachtree, which I probably could just go run it now and do just as well. When you get old, your desire for the PR kind of goes out the window, because every year you get slower and slower. So I mean, last year I ran it in like 66 or 67. That's, you know, my best Peachtree was like a 41, I think. So there's a big gap between a 41 and a 67. And it's an even bigger gap between my PR, which was a 39 for 10K. So, you know, everybody gets older, everybody gets slower, and you just got to deal with it and be happy with what you got, and that's what I'm doing. I don't worry about PRs anymore. I just go out and run, and that's it. I mean, I still like what I would call the training lifestyle, where I do training plans and stuff like that. It probably has nothing to do with me trying to get faster. It's just a way to keep me motivated. And it seems to work because I'm constantly thinking about, you know, my training. Except for the past couple of weeks when I just couldn't get into it. So hopefully I'm back and I can get in some decent miles on my bike trainer and my running. I'll be glad when the weather gets to where it's consistently in the 70s or above. Then I'll get my bike out on the roads instead of having to ride the bike trainer all the time. I'm just not enthused about going out in cooler weather anymore and ride my bike. I used to didn't even care about that, you know. But now it's like, well, the weather's going to be perfect for me to take that bicycle outside. And it hadn't been perfect in my eyes for a while. It's just not quite been warm enough for me to do my bike riding outside. But it will be. In a month, it'll be too hot, right? It goes from too hot to too cold when you get old. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you this update while I'm driving out to the golf course. And I'll talk to you next time, okay? Good morning. It's Thursday morning, so I'm doing a running log. I recorded yesterday and I'm recording today, and both times I'm in my car. I didn't do anything yesterday as far as exercise. I had good intentions. I was going to run, but in the afternoon when I normally run, it was cloudy and overcast looking. It looked like it was going to rain. And for some reason, I just wasn't in the mood. I think mainly because I spent about an hour and a half in the store looking at Keurig-type coffee makers, trying to decide which one I wanted to get. I'd never had one of these K-cup coffee makers before, so I wanted to get one that I could use for either K-cups or brewing coffee with ground coffee. And I finally found a Hamilton Beach that works, and it wasn't that expensive. So I can use coffee grounds or K-cups, either one. And I finally, after about an hour and a half of rummaging through the store and going online to Amazon, looking at reviews and things, I decided on that. And of course, I had to go home and brew some coffee to see how it tasted. But first of all, I had to clean it out, you know, run vinegar through it and all that stuff to make it where it didn't taste like, I guess, plastic when you brew coffee. So I got that done, and by the time I got through screwing around with my coffee maker, it was after 5 o'clock, and I just decided to scrap going out and running. Then I decided, well, maybe I'll ride my bike trainer. Well, then supper time showed up, and after I ate supper, I wasn't in the mood to ride it either, so I didn't do that. So I guess yesterday was a rest day. But hopefully today I can get back on my normal routine, which is a half-hour trainer road workout this afternoon. Hopefully I can stick to that. It may be an hour. I have to look at my schedule. I could have scheduled myself an hour trainer road. So we'll see. So that's pretty much it for this morning. And I may get in a walk this afternoon over at Mountain Park, too, before I do my trainer road workout. We'll just see how it goes. So I'll let you go for now, and I may talk to you tomorrow morning. See ya.
It's Friday, and I'm in a car once again. I'm on the expressway so there's probably a lot of background noise. I just thought I would give a little tip on if you're interested in getting faster without doing formal speed work on a track, running intervals. Two or three things I do when I'm in that sort of a mode, which I haven't been in a little while, but when I do get where I want to increase my speed easily, I do fartlek training, and most of you know what that means. It means speed play. And I have three different ways I do it. If I go out to Stone Mountain, this is what I used to do before I had a GPS and a heart rate monitor, when I just used the Timex Ironman watch, was I would run telephone poles. I would run two telephone poles fast and one slow. If you run somewhere where you have telephone poles on the side of the road, that works well. I would warm up for about a mile, just, you know, run normally, and then after my mile up was up, I would take off and I would run two telephone poles at race pace, and then I would jog one, and then I'd run two more, and I would do 3 miles of telephone pole fartlek. And later on, when I got a GPS watch and a heart rate monitor, I switched over to running heart rate intervals, where I would have my heart monitor set for a higher heart rate. Say, in my case, I would set it for right now, it's like a 142, and I would run up to 142 heart rate, and then I would jog back down to my lower limit. And then when I'd get down to the lower limit, I'd go back up to 142 and do the same thing. Warm up for about a mile and then run 3 miles doing that. And the third way I used to do it, and still do it occasionally, is by pace. Using my GPS, I would warm up for a mile. Then I would try to, starting on my second mile, pick a pace that I wanted to average. And I'd watch my GPS watch every once in a while and see, you know, say if I wanted to average an 8-minute pace. Once I got to 8-minute pace, then I would slow down for about however long it took for my heart rate, or my speed, I mean, to drop down to about a 8:15 to 8:30 pace, and then I'd take off again and run until my average was 8-minute pace again, and I'd do that for 3 miles, and then my last mile I would just do a cool down. So that's just three ways that I've tried to increase my speed over the years without actually doing formal interval training on a track. I mean, doing track intervals may be your thing, but for me, it's more convenient for me to do those kind of workouts because I can just do them on the same roads that I run on a daily basis. So it's something to think about, and try it, see what you think. See ya.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.